Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This has been as pretty.
Sir Elton bringing us back, 7:23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book is The Age of the Customer. The website is ageofthecustomer.com, so check that out when you get a chance. And when you get to my website, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Susan Steinbrecher is here, ladies and gentlemen. Susan is a member of our Brain Trust, co-author of Heart-Centered Leadership, Lead Well, Live Well. We're talking about the seven principles and the corresponding values that go along with them. We talked about three of them in the previous segment. Susan, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website for the book?
Yeah, absolutely. So the website is heartcenteredleadership.com or steinbrecher.com, steinbrecher.com.
When you say heart-centered, now we've got these principles here, but when you say heart-centered, what's as opposed to what kind of centered leadership?
Well, I guess as opposed to just traditional leadership. So when I think about traditional leadership, it's that ability to make things happen by, you know, encouraging and inspiring others and acting as a catalyst of change. And those, of course, all good things. But I do a lot of executive coaching, and I cannot tell you how many leaders right now are just becoming disenfranchised with their jobs. They're like, gosh, is this all there is? I've worked so hard for this. I want more meaning in my life. And so heart-centered leadership kind of starts to provide that. When they start to look at their role as someone that can absolutely be making a difference in everyone.
Isn't that what capitalism is really? So is it, if we're going to make capitalism successful again, isn't that what we've got to get back to, Susan? Don't we have to get back to where when we make a business decision, whether we're in corporate America or out here on Main Street, we make a business decision. It's for our own account, but the business we do benefits everyone.
Absolutely, it's that ripple.
Are you concerned that we've got a kind of capitalism going on right now that's the opposite of heart-centered leadership?
Well, there's definitely the challenges out there.
I am.
Yeah, no, I think greed is at an all-time high, and of course, whenever the markets are up and businesses are
It's not just greed, Susan, it's digital greed.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, it really is, and we're starting to cross a lot of ethical boundaries we've got to be very careful about. And I think this is where you need that guiding post. You need the lighthouse. You need something that when the tough, you know, the going gets really tough and you find yourself in a fork in the road, and you're going to say, am I going to go or no go? Am I crossing a line because it's slippery slope?
But the shoes are dropping all around us, Susan, about this. I mean, I'm convinced that because we've moved away from what you might have called something like heart-centered leadership years ago, we've moved away from that to where we are now, where it's all about the share price, for example, and consequently, the middle class is taking the hit. Corporations can do business for their own account and grow their companies without adding value to the economy.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're seeing some of that, and I think what's also interesting and direct parallel to that is you're also seeing a movement called conscious capitalism,
right?
Which I'm a huge advocate for.
Me too.
This is off the book of John Mackey, who's co-CEO and founder of Whole Foods. He wrote the book called Conscious Capitalism, and the whole message is, as you're out there building a business, and yes, you need to make a profit to survive. We all get that. But while you're out there doing that, you're building all kinds of relationships and you're providing services for community, for associates, for all, right? And so it's looking at business in a more conscious way and saying, how can we all win as we move this needle forward? And that's what I think it's really about.
And see, I subscribe to Smith's Invisible Hand theory, which is where he says that any business owner doing business for their own account and without intending to help anyone else, just doing business does help everyone else. I believe in the invisible hand, and that worked for a long time. But now technology is allowing people to bypass, to work for their own account, and for them not to create any value in doing that except for themselves. Technology is allowing them to do that, and digital finance is allowing them to do that, and with help from the government too. By the way, I think Susan, without not trying to get political, we're entering a time when business leaders can no longer just say capitalism will take care of everybody. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Capitalism will not just take care of
everybody. I don't mean the government needs to come in and take. I say the leaders, the business leaders, have got to recognize that we have more to do in the marketplace than just make a profit.
Yeah, no, it's about the giving back, and it's about supporting the community around you, and it's always looking at the bigger, you know, bigger impact that
right.
one can make, and that's really what I think I'm hearing you say.
And that's what Susan talks about in her book, Heart Center Leadership, right, Susan?
Yes,
these are all the principles, folks. The principles are there, and also the values, the corresponding values are there. That's the reason why I've asked her to come back and talk to us. It's second edition, by the way, now, folks. That means the first edition was really successful, and this is an updated version. HeartCenteredLeadership.com, right, Susan?
Yep, absolutely.
And it's available at wherever books are sold.
There and Amazon.com.
Amazon,
and also
too.
On that site, and
right.
SignRecord.com site as well.
Thank you, Susan. Come back soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having
See
me.
You
Have
next,
a great day.
Next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.